many questions have been answered, and the last few questions had smaller questions inside, and we have answered, rather I have answered most of your questions, and somewhere I have also made a note. For example, Satya, some part of your question is actually related to the next or some other post, and they are from How to Know God, part 1, 2 and 3. If you read that, where I have answered with the help of Bhoganatharji, who graced upon us and explained what is manas, what is mastishk, what is buddhi. So I think you have read these two posts, and somewhere they are amalgamated, they are blended. So I have answered only those questions which are from the current post. You've asked, you can engineer your mind with special cells of cosmic light by which you can perceive the rays of these sparkling stars. Could you please let us know of formation of stars and its significance, as it is, as it seems limitless? And it is also said that a few sages, after leaving the physical body, appear as stars and Nitya Jyots. There is a lot of curiosity about Nitya Jyots. Nitya Jyot, Nitya Mane, Sada, Eternal. Jyot means Roshni, Prakash. And some of you are also very keen to know that, can you please tell us more than what you have written? The fact is that most of these enlightened beings do not want them to be known, since they are so sanctified, they are so purified, and I also feel that they must be feeling that what is our point of knowing them. But since we are curious, and let me try to answer as much as I can. You're asking me, Satya, that kindly let us know formation of stars and its significance. So I know you are hinting at the Nitya Jyot. Why do they appear as stars or Jyots? The question is, why is that? First of all, please know that these Nitya Jyots are not exactly in the shape of the stars that are visible to us from Earth. You know, we see these twinkling stars. Instead, they are a huge beam or stream of light, or even a galaxy of light somewhere in the universe. I've been very fortunate to see Maharishi Kashyap, and it is mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing how much light they have incurred upon themselves, how much they have brought down God's light into them. To me, he looks like a galaxy himself. Not even a band or a streak or whatever. And they appear as light because, firstly, they do not have any physical form as such. Secondly, they have garnered so much realization of God and God's workings and God's nature that they have become a haven of purity. They have done so much mansik tapas, that means even now, without a proper body, even after God realization, their mansik tapas has not got over. And even after God realization, their contemplation over God over such a long period of time attracts abundance of God's light. Hence, they are forever in God's light. I had not decided to tell you, but it's surely the will of God that I tell you. This is a very intriguing subject. And before I tell you, let me finish what I was intending to tell you. So So they've done so much mansik tapas even after God realization, that their contemplation over God over such a long period of time attracts abundance of God's light. Hence they are forever in God's light and therefore called Nitya Jyot. Such sages have abundant light because they have immersed so much in God from time immemorial. Hence they appear as stars to us but are nothing but a cluster or assemblage of God's light accrued because of their penance. And this is a bonus, what I am telling you, Satya is bonus. I have contemplated a lot on Man in the last few days because one wants to know that, do we really perish? I mean, how can they perish? If their Man is alive, that means somewhere their existence is still there. Correct? So God told me, Kashyap Maharishi told me that like Kashyap Maharishi has never come back again. So what happens to them? Or kya unka Man पूरा नष्ट हो चुका है या कभी नष्ट नहीं होता क्योंकि मन तो है तभी वो हमसे मतलब कुछ तो उनका बचता है. सो दे सेड या आई मीन आई कुड मेक आउट इन अ वेरी फ्लैश ऑफ अ सेकेंड ही एक्सप्लेन टू मी यू नो वी हैव दिस इलेक्ट्रॉनिक सर्किट्स और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक पार्ट्स इन वेरियस थिंग्स इन हाउ मिनी और हाउ स्मॉल दे आर बट देर इज़ अ सर्किट एंड देर इज़ सो मच एक्टिविटी हैपनिंग. So he tried to say, we are like that. That means, once God decides that we are Nitya Jyot, and whatever the last body, physical body was, like when he was Maharishi Kashyap, a very, very tiny miniature, the most smallest possible of miniature shape, they still have, they have it in them. It's like a something, you know, microchip or something I imagined. So that is their Man, that means their body is still there, but it is only made of light and no matter. And the shape is still the same. I said, that's why whenever I see you, I still see you as a meditating sage. So he said, yes, I have done that. And I'm still meditating on Om, and very rarely do I come down. So I'm sure he has guided me to speak about him because we all are very keen to know about him. Very interesting. So basically they are all the time only in God's connection or God's contact, and hence they are always gathering, collecting, assembling or living in God's light. And their work is also through light. And they are all God's workers, God's children. Question 2. Then the current in the mind is of special nature. The speed of nerve currents is inexplicably swift and hasty. And this unique speed comes from the light of God and enters only those special cells of those unique minds where only spirit resides. This is from the post. You had mentioned in one of the posts as to where from the thoughts originate. Please let us know for better understanding. And mind is a subtle form, and it is said that impressions exist in the mind, and thoughts are non-physical. In what role does brain differ from mind in the process of thought origination till the execution? The subtle thoughts pop up if we had any previous experience with the object around us. So where does these get stored? Now this is from post How to Know God 1, 2 and 3. So Satya, we will do this separately, and if you are keen to know, kindly read these posts. Now only two more people's questions are left. After that we will conclude because it is taking a lot of time, and I'm sure those whose answers are not coming must have already got their answers. Nish has asked, what changes, Nishit Patel's questions are, what changes will come to the world through this worldwide mission of spreading the truth of the wonderful ancient sages? How will the people of world change? Please tell us more about the wonderful sages and souls compassionately serving the earth endlessly. How did they achieve the highest level of humanity? Please also help us understand more about you, dear Ma. Who is the sweet, wonderful soul we address as Ma? I'm sure I have not completely understood you. I believe if we understand you more and more, we will someday understand the great gurus a little bit more. How does a mind decipher the encrypted messages coming from the sky? What are the prerequisites for a mind to be able to do that? First question, what changes will come to the world through this worldwide mission of spreading the truth of the wonderful ancient sages? How will the people of the world change? Nishit, the answer is, the truth of the wonderful ancient sages balances dharma and adharma. It will not allow adharma to override dharma. This is the way to preserve our earth, its people, and the whole universe in totality. When the adharma will recede slowly over a few thousand years, people will be more pious, generous, and helpful, and hence happy and contented. If there are more trees, the environment will be more respected, and hence humans more healthy and happy. There will be more peace, and more people will be inclined towards God and God-related realities. In this way, everyone helps each other. That is what the Sanatan Dharma or Eternal Truth preaches, that we are all children of one God, one family. So this is their worldwide mission. We always have to create a balance. We cannot allow violence, hatred, greed, all negative attributes of humans. We cannot allow it to propagate beyond a certain point. We have to have the sacred moral values in our lives, on our planet, and for our whole world. Love, peace, humility, caring, kindness, empathy, all these have to be maintained throughout, or else this earth will be destroyed. So this is their worldwide mission. Please tell us more about the wonderful sages and souls compassionately serving the earth endlessly. How did they achieve the highest level of humanity? The most fascinating attribute, Nishit, about these sages is that they know so many of us and none of us know anything about them. And they never seek any importance at any time in spite of their immense contribution to humanity in so many years. This is what we all should know about them. How did they achieve the highest level of humanity? So for this question, I'm quoting some lines from the post only. The answers are all there. Some human minds were very extraordinary. They mingled quickly back in spirit. When the earth was formed, they did not allow the physical matter of their mind to become very dense and gross. They returned to their original state of immovable and peaceful spirit. Means they did not take the experiences of Maya in a great amount. The moment they came into Maya, They were so pure, the environment was so pure, they decided not to enjoy or get indulged in this Maya. So they reverted very fast. So they saved so much time. Their self-realizations were so brilliant. They were made up of deep and thick rays of divine light. They were embedded with exclusive knowledge of universal spirits, formation of humans, and even this whole creation. They decided not to become again matter and asked God to give them a place much above the earth where the last remains of individualized self or jivatma can rest forever. I just explained this very little thing which I did not understand out of the whole post. And Kashyap Maharishi ji replied, and it was where their last remains of individualized self, that means little bit is still left, what I explained about Kashyap Maharishi ji, but it is in a very miniature form. And wherever they did their tapas, on top of that akash, they are basically in that direction. Kashyap Maharishi ji did his tapas near that present Omkareshwar temple, and if you go upwards in that direction in the sky, he is resting in that direction. And that's what he told me when he called me. Some of the new readers find all these facts in older posts. So Kashyap Maharishi ji also reverted very fast. He did not want to take too many experiences of Maya. They loved God more than his Maya. So that's why their self-realizations were very brilliant, and they were made up of deep, thick rays of divine light. There are categories even in there are categories even in having these rays of light. To start with, they are thinner, they are smaller, and as their realizations and tapasya gets more advanced or more escalated, and with their own tapas, they earn more of God's light in them. And hence, the light rays become thicker. There is strength and there is power, more power with thicker. That's why I've written deep and thick rays of divine light. These rishis have very deep and thick rays of divine light, not like these present modern fake propagators of religion or God's realization theories. No. So we should have very deep regard for these ancient primitive sages. And that's what God is speaking to us through the blog posts, through me, that kindly give them attention. I want everyone to give them attention. Look what they did and how they did, where they are hiding, and get to know them. So you will have very higher aims of spiritual pursuits. The spiritual realizations are unfathomable for all of us. So therefore, I've written they were made up of deep and thick rays of divine light. They were embedded with exclusive knowledge of universal spirits. Yani atma ke bare mein unko bahut gyan hai. इंसान इंसान कैसे बनता है, ह्यूमन कैसे बनता है, किस तरह ईश्वर की प्रकृति मनुष्य बनती है, या उसमें क्या क्या एलिमेंट्स आते हैं, क्या प्रक्रियाएं होती हैं, कौन सी शक्तियां ईश्वर की संसार में अभी तक लोग नहीं जानते हैं, पर वे विद्यमान हैं, वे हैं और वो काम करती हैं. जैसे जन्म है, किसी को नहीं पता जन्म मनुष्य का कैसे होता है, मन किस तरह बनता है, मन में कौन सी पांच भूतों की, पंच भूतों की शक्तियां हैं, शरीर में कौन सी, यानी मन में पांच शक्तियां, पंच भूतों की शक्ति नहीं, यानी जब मन शरीर में प्रवेश करता है, शरीर जब बनता है, जन्म जब होता है, प्राण जब शुरू होते हैं, जब बढ़ना शुरू होता है, सोचना शुरू करता है, महसूस करना शुरू होता है मानव, तो वो कौन सी शक्तियाँ होती हैं, ये सब ऋषियों को पता है, उन्होंने सब खोज निकाली है, क्योंकि परमात्मा ने तो छुपा रखा है। हम अंधों की तरह आते, अंधों की तरह चले जाते, केवल ये जो खिलौने हैं, तमाशा है, वो देख के चले जाते हैं और उसमें डूबे रहते हैं और अनेक ऐसे काम करते हैं जो नहीं करने चाहिए, निष्पाप कोई नहीं रहता है। तो इनको ये सब पता था, दे न्यू द एक्सक्लूसिव नॉलेज ऑफ यूनिवर्सल स्पिरिट्स फॉर्मेशन, कि ईश्वर ने, ईश्वर स्वयं ने कैसे ये पृथ्वी बनाई, ये लोक बनाए, या कैसे एक एक जीव पृथ्वी पे आया, किस तरह कौन सा तत्व था जिसकी वजह से वे जीव आ सके, और कौन से ऐसे तत्व बाद में ईश्वर ने लाए जिससे और नए प्राणी आए, या उनका भोजन कैसे तैयार किया। ये बहुत बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग बातें हैं, किस तरह युग लगे, समय लगा, या जल का क्या प्रयोग हुआ, अग्नि का क्या प्रयोग हुआ, हमारे अंदर अग्नि किधर है, किस प्रकार की अग्नियाँ हमारे अंदर हैं, हमारी बुद्धि का तेजस कैसे बनता है, ओजस कैसे शरीर में बनता है, हमारे आँखों में ज्योति कहाँ से, हमारी बुद्धि में मेधा, बुद्धि जो है, बुद्धि में कहाँ से प्रज्ञा, कैसे क्या चीज़ है, मेधा क्या है, ये सब बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग चीज़ें हैं, और ये सब हमारे मानवता की शक्तियाँ हैं जिसकी वजह से हम बहुत ऊंचाइयाँ छू सकते हैं। अभी मेरा मन नहीं है कि मैं आगे और इसके बारे में बताऊं, क्योंकि बहुत सुंदर की तरह मन मेरा तनी कहाँ चला गया, शायद भगवान चाहता है मैं बोलूं इस तरह ही बोलूं, तो मैं आगे के सवाल नहीं लूंगी, क्योंकि बहुत सुंदर बातें मन से मेरे निकल आई हैं जो मैं चाहती हूँ कि हम प्रसाद रूप में लें इस चीज़ को, कि तुम सोचो मुझे ईश्वर ने सब बताया है, पूरा नहीं पता होगा, डेफिनेटली नहीं पता, पर काफ़ी कुछ पता है। तो जो ईश्वर के लिए आदर है, जो मेरे मन में ईश्वर और मेरे गुरुओं ऋषियों के लिए जो प्रेम है, वो बहुत गहरा है, इस वजह से गहरा है कि आप जितना जानोगे आप उतने स्थिर हो जाओगे, आपके हाथ पैर, आपका मन कहीं नहीं भागेगा, क्योंकि आप देखो ना कितना क्वाइट है, कितना साइलेंट है, कितना कुछ हुआ है, हमारे अंदर कितना घटित हुआ है, बाहर कितना हुआ है, और किस तरह ईश्वर हमें स्लोली धीरे धीरे अपनी तरफ खींच रहा है, किस तरह हम चले जाते हैं, किस तरह हमारे अंदर बदलाव आते हैं, हमारे मन में बदलाव आता है, हमारा शरीर कैसे बदल जाता है, हमारा मन किधर का किधर चला जाता है, पहले कितना नीचे रहता है, पहले कितना पृथ्वी जैसे रेंगते हैं, कीड़े रेंगते हैं, इंसान आदमी जो है वो जानवरों की तरह रेंगता है, कहाँ से कहाँ उसका पतन हो जाता है, और अगर उठना चाहे तो पता नहीं कौन से आकाश में कहाँ चला जाता है, और वहाँ बैठ के सब रहस्यों को जान सकता है, पर केवल योग साधना से, केवल मन को शांत करके, केवल मन को अंतर्मुख करके, केवल मन को शुद्ध करके, और अच्छे अच्छे सारे जो गुण हैं भक्ति के, प्रेम के, त्याग के, वैराग के, सत्य को जानने की इच्छा, लालसा, पुरुषार्थ का, ये सब अगर ये इच्छाएं पैदा हो जाएंगी, हम किसी भी तरह ये जीवन को हम जान लें, ये सत्य को हम जान लें। यही चीज़ जब मैं उज्जैन से होके आई थी, द्वाराहाट से होके आई थी, तब भी कश्यप महर्षि जी ने यही बोला था, सत्य को जानो, प्रकाश में सत्य है, और ये सत्य हमें जब हम बहुत शुद्ध हो जाते हैं तब वो हमें स्वयं वर लेता है। तो इसी के साथ अब मैं इस लेख का की समाप्ति करती हूँ और सब ऋषियों से महाऋषियों से हम सब के लिए पूरे पृथ्वी संसार ब्रह्मांड के लिए शांति प्रेम सत्य और अहिंसा की शुभकामना करते हुए इस मंगल कार्य को अब हम समाप्त करते हैं। जय सतगुरु।